Karen Johns is a Lehigh County nurse and mother of a young man who will have to apply to receive services for people with intellectual disabilities when he turns 21. She says she's afraid funding cuts will make long waiting lists for services even longer, and her family will have trouble tending to her son Chris alone.
He needs constant supervision. Our house is like Fort Knox. You need a key or a code to get in or out. If a door is accidentally left open, Chris will wander away.
Other parents say they fear they'll have to send their adult children to institutions or quit their jobs to provide round-the-clock care. Programs for the intellectually disabled are grouped in with a bunch of other Department of Public Welfare services that have been targeted for a 20% funding cut. While Governor Corbett has said new rules for spending those dollars will help counties make savings big enough to offset the cuts, county commissioners have said they don't think they can absorb a $168 million loss. Mary Wilson in Harrisburg.